With SRN News, I'm Ron Taylor. The Senate's top Democrat is heaping praise on President Biden for deciding to end his re-election campaign. Bob Agnew reports.
Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer is calling Joe Biden a true patriot. In a statement, Schumer calls Biden a great leader and legislator and describes him as an amazing human being. Schumer says it must have been a difficult decision for the president, but that, quote, he once again put his country, his party, and our future first. Sources say Schumer told Biden in a meeting on Saturday a majority of Democrat senators believed he could not win re-election. Bob Agnew reporting.
Speaker of the House Mike Johnson reacts to President Biden's decision to drop out of the race for the White House. Correspondent Ken Lorman has the details.
The speaker writes on X, quote, the Democratic Party forced the Democratic nominee off the ballot just over 100 days before the election. He continued, quote, having invalidated the votes of more than 14 million Americans who selected Joe Biden to be the Democratic nominee for president. Johnson finished his post saying, quote, if Joe Biden is not fit to run for president, he's not fit to serve as president. He must resign the office immediately. November 5 cannot arrive soon enough, end quote. Ken Lorman reporting.
Also at SRNnews.com, correspondent Ann D'Incenzio reports that small business owners are facing financial losses from Friday's internet outage and are forced to devote more time and money to get the issues resolved without compensation.
For big businesses, you know, you could probably sue or maybe have more leverage with CrowdStrike. But, you know, I talked to this one analyst and he said, it's not a whole lot you can do for the small businesses, maybe get together and do a class action suit, but you need resources for that. And CrowdStrike did post a blog, kind of a how-to manual on how to maybe fix it. But it's a little intimidating for people who are not tech savvy.
This is SRN News. J.D. Vance seeks to reassure Christians. SRN's Michael Harrington.
Former President Trump's vice presidential nominee has been meeting with social conservatives, telling them that they will always have a seat at the table in the Republican Party, quote, so long as I have any influence in this party, and President Trump, I know, agrees. Some Christians have voiced concerns over an apparent softening of the GOP's pro-life stance in its latest party platform and certain concessions to the LGBT community. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A federal appeals court has dismissed a lawsuit challenging Tennessee's first-in-the-nation law designed to place strict limits on drag shows, reversing a lower court ruling that deemed the statute unconstitutional. The 6th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals has found that the Memphis-based LGBT theater company that filed the complaint last year lacked the legal right to sue over the law. Friends of George's had alleged that the law would negatively affect them. This is SRN News. Correspondent Karen Chamas reports on a deal to alleviate tensions in the South China Sea.
China and the Philippines have reached a deal in an effort to stop clashes at a fiercely disputed shoal. China and the Philippines have made an agreement that they hope will end confrontations between the two nations in the South China Sea. The most notable dispute is over the Second Thomas Shoal, which the Philippines occupies. A crucial deal was reached that aimed to establish a mutually acceptable arrangement at the shoal without conceding either side's territorial claims. China has disputes with several governments over land and sea borders, many of them in the South China Sea. The rare deal with the Philippines could spark hope that similar arrangements could be forged by Beijing with other rival countries. I'm Karen Chamas.
As the world continues to recover from massive business and travel disruptions caused by the faulty software update from cybersecurity firm CrowdStrike, malicious actors are trying to exploit the situation. This is SRN News.